Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 4, 2019. The best time for building the Klee. We must understand that after such a large, strong gathering and the ascent we had during the World Convention in Moldova, there can be big dissents, increased darkness, frustration, and a sense of helplessness. Ascents and descents must be balanced. Therefore, the more substantial the ascent was, the more severe the descent must be after it as a preparation for an even greater ascent. It is necessary to take this into account and treat the descent purposefully, understanding that it is part of our work. Therefore, we should return again to the main topic of there is none else besides the Creator. By myself, I can get some initial feeling of being inside the Creator. But I am incapable of any action and attitude toward Him. The Creator is something that exists within the tens. Otherwise, it will be not the Creator but an idol I created. I can express my attitude to the Creator only through my attitude to the friends. By working on the connection in the ten, I build my attitude to the Creator. We feel darkness in the friends because we are different from one another. However, this is not darkness but the reverse side of the light, directing us toward the Creator. There is no more loyal ally than darkness. Hold on to it, because only it will lead you to the truth. Darkness helps us not lose our heads from what we received in our feelings and our minds. The mind and the heart do not act, only darkness works, and this is a tremendous help. Therefore, darkness is a new creation. The Creator created darkness. Darkness aims us in the right direction and connects us with the Creator. The ten is ten people, each of whom is willing to annul himself, to sacrifice himself, in order to enter among the others only to support them. He does not demand anything for himself, but only looks for a place of work. He then turns into a sewing thread that stitches everyone together. He asks only for such work because by sewing everyone together, he brings contentment to the Creator. Therefore, the ten I sit in and the names of the people in the ten do not matter to me. What matters is for them to have desires that they are ready to give to me so that I will stitch them together, investing my efforts into this work. If we feel darkness and emptiness now, then this is the best time for building the Klee. We must love the states of darkness. I then have no one to rely on besides the Creator, and I cling to Him. At first, it is just an egoistic desire to protect myself. It is good that there is the Creator who controls everything and does everything, and I will adhere to Him, there is no other choice. Afterward, however, even without any self-interest, without any reward, I will be ready to adhere to this single point. The vessel of bestowal will begin to develop from it. Everything that comes above this point of self-annulment will turn into hasidim, mercy, into bestowal. I want nothing other than that. This is how we build the vessel of bestowal, and the moment it appears, I will be able to feel the light of Hochma for the sake of bestowal in it. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 9th of October 2019, there is none else besides Him. The Times of Israel published my new article How Kabbalah Explains Antisemitism. The Wisdom of Kabbalah explains that antisemitism first surfaced together with the emergence of the Jewish people around 4,000 years ago in ancient Babylon. Also, Kabbalah explains antisemitism as a natural phenomenon that ignites especially at times when the world needs more unification, subconsciously expecting unity to come from the Jews. Understanding Kabbalah's explanation of antisemitism means being aware of how the attainment of unity 4,000 years ago differentiates the Jewish people from other nations. It also means recognizing that the stature of a united people, which the Jews attained, remained with them throughout history. Ancient Babylonian society experienced life-threatening division due to an outburst of the human ego, that is the desire to enjoy at the expense of others. Seemingly out of nowhere, without warning, people simply started hating each other. The story of the Tower of Babel describes how ancient Babylonian society experienced chaos when the human ego blinded people into prioritizing their self-interests over the interests of society. No one could consider other people's needs, and society moved head-on toward ruin. Among the social turbulence, a Babylonian priest emerged, Abraham. Abraham explained the cause of the social division and hatred that was spreading among the people of the time as being rooted in the growing human ego. He also promoted the fact that he had discovered a method for rising above the ego, uniting, and discovering the single force of nature through such unity. Abraham called for people to rise above their conflicts, unite, and made his teachings available to whoever wanted to join in this process. The essence of Abraham's method, love will cover all transgressions. As I mentioned, the human ego is a desire to enjoy at the expense of others. It is embedded in every person from birth. This ego grows continually over the course of history and throughout our lives. However, the ego undergoes periods of exponential growth bursts, as well as periods of more stable growth. The essence of Abraham's method is the person's elevation above the human ego in order to attain unity with other people and nature, thereby experiencing a harmonious life. Moreover, by using Abraham's method, we can rise above the ego in advance of the ego's growth, in order to ensure a peaceful, unified life, and not fall to the destructive patterns that come from a bigger ego dictating its demands, which causes increasing hatred and division. The group that implemented Abraham's method became known as Jews, Yehudim, from the word for unity, Yehud. By uniting, they attracted the force of nature. In Kabbalah, God, Elohim, and nature, however, have the same meaning. This is reflected in Gematria as the words for God and nature have the same numerical value. Abraham called the group Israel, which translates to Yasharakel, straight to God, that is a group aimed directly at the attainment, understanding and sensation of the upper force. Many people who lived in ancient Babylon and followed Abraham dispersed around the world, and they received the name the Nation of Israel. The Nation of Israel is not a nation in the biological sense. It is a gathering of many people who lived in ancient Babylon, who experienced the confusion and division that existed during the period of the Tower of Babel, and who implemented Abraham's method to unite above their divisions. Also, what does it mean that Abraham's group dispersed around the world? It means that after attaining a degree of unity at the time, they experienced a further growth spurt of the ego that divided them 200 years later in what is known as the ruin of the temple. They were expelled from Babylon after they stopped following Abraham's method. They entered a state of unfounded hatred, and accordingly, dispersed around the world. If the nation of Israel fails to sustain their unity above all problems, divisions, confusions and conflicts, then they fail to hold the condition that identifies them a nation. Antisemitism, a force that holds the Jewish people together. The nation of Israel has no natural unifying sensation as do other nations. Therefore, what can demarcate the nation of Israel while they're detached from each other? It is precisely the hatred toward us Jews from other nations. If we would experience no such hatred, we would try to vanish in all directions until we would completely lose our identification as a Jewish nation. This inclination to lose our national identity happens to no other nation but our own. Today, the 12 tribes of Israel have disappeared. Only to our left, which is about 20% of what once existed. The fact that the nation of Israel has sustained a degree of identification as a Jewish people, even that minimal extent of connection, has given us a certain spark of the sensation of the unifying force that we once attained, the force of nature that dwells between all parts of reality. This tiny illumination has somewhat positioned the Jewish people in the world differently to other nations. For instance, it is the reason for the Jews' disproportionate success compared to other nations. How Kabbalah explains the cause and solution to antisemitism. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains the phenomenon of the role of Jews in the world, and how the cause and solution to antisemitism relates to the Jews' success or failure in realizing their role. As the world becomes increasingly integrated, humanity looks more and more like a single global organism experiencing two conflicting tendencies, increasing interdependence versus increasing division and hatred. While the world endures this growing rift and the need for positive connection rises dramatically, since the Jews once achieved unity above division by implementing Abraham's method, the Jews are expected to once again bring unity to the world. Otherwise, a widespread threat of destruction grows all the more imminent. Therefore, antisemitism, the hatred toward Jews, awakens in the nations of the world in order to express their need for unity and their dependence on the Jewish people to pioneer a process of global unity. Hatred toward Jews thus becomes fiercer and more intense the more society experiences negative effects from its growing division. The nations of the world simply feel that the Jews somehow block their experience of a happier and better life. However, neither the nations of the world nor the Jews know about this core reason for antisemitism that Kabbalah explains. If you ask Jews today, they won't tell you that they have a method of unifying humanity above its growing divisions at their fingertips. Antisemites, too, will often only point out reasons for their hatred of Jews that don't point directly to their core, for example that they are not anti-Semitic but that the state of Israel is the problem, or that Jews hold too much influence in their nation's governance, politics, finance, commerce and other fields, as well as many other reasons for Jew hatred. The wisdom of Kabbalah points to the core reason for anti-Semitism, the need for the Jewish people to unite for the sake of humanity's unity, and their failure to do so when it's required of them. Over thousands of years, the wisdom of Kabbalah was concealed. Today, however, it has become revealed because today we have grown up into a global world, and we have all the conditions necessary in order to implement this method. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah surfaces widely today in order to explain where antisemitism originates, what its solution is, and how we can implement the solution to experience a more peaceful and harmonious world by uniting above our growing divisions. It is my hope that, sooner rather than later, we will learn the ways of uniting above our divisions and realize what a wonderful world we truly live in when we're freed from our egoistic impulses. Catch the image of the Creator. Question: what does it mean to feel the Creator through the group? How does this happen? Answer: if I am not included in the group, I cannot feel the Creator. After all, I am just one small parameter. In order to feel the Creator, there must be nine other parameters besides me, and then I will have a model called Havayah, the name of the Creator. Therefore, I must connect with nine more friends. Together, no matter in what states we are, we must try to be connected with each other so that like a locator we will try to detect between us such states that will capture the image of the Creator. This happens on the condition that we all annul ourselves before each other, try to help each other, are bound by mutual responsibility, mutual guarantee, and are in connection, in union, brit. These are the same conditions that Rabash prescribes for us. If we are more or less directed to them and try to focus ourselves on observing them, then that's all we need. We will capture the Creator completely. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, February 12, 2019.